Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are now recording. Okay. We are talking today about the name of Allah, As-Salam. As-Salam. This name rings with you, right? It rings. It says, As-Salam. As-Salamu alaikum. So, the name As-Salam means what? Salam alaikum. What is the meaning of Salam alaikum? Sit down, yeah. Yeah. What? What is the meaning of Salam alaikum?
Is this the last social studies level?
Yeah. Islamic studies? Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I think so. Huh? Huh?
I mean you no harm. So when you say Assalamu alaikum, when you say Assalamu alaikum, meaning that I am coming in peace. I am coming in what? Peace. Meaning that I'm not going to hurt you. When I say Assalamu alaikum, means that I'm not going to hurt you. And this is why when you say to someone Assalamu alaikum and then you start fighting, then you're lying. Because he said, I am coming in peace. Right? And the winning.
Huh? I thought it was peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you have a different meaning.
People, like, when they come to fight, it's like, we come in peace. But then they're like, all have, like, swords everywhere.
Exactly. And that is hypocrisy. Because you need, your words have to match your deeds.
Your actions.
Yes. You have to practice what you're preaching. So, Assalamu alaikum means I'm coming in peace. Wa alaikum assalam, I'm also coming with peace or receiving you in peace. It's like, Assalamu alaikum, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to harm you. Wa alaikum assalam, sure, don't worry, you either. You also, don't worry, I'm not going to harm you. Got it? Okay, now Hania is talking about peace be upon him. Peace be upon him is a translation of alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, peace be upon him. They use that for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knows the meaning of this? When we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh.
What is the meaning of that? Huh?
Whenever you mention any name of the Prophet, it says right there, peace be upon him.
Yes, but to peace upon him is a bad translation. So I am just going to say this is a bad translation. So let's start with this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the meaning of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That means, sallah means make prayers. Salam means give salam. Okay. So when we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means Allah is making salah to the Prophet. Hello? Huh?
Yeah.
No. Allah will not make salah to the Prophet.
Oh, wait.
You know, there was someone I know that denounced Islam just because of this. He said, you want to tell me that Allah makes salah on his Prophet? He misunderstood it. So, some people say, sallallahu alayhi means Allah give him mercy. And that's not right. Why? Because there is an ayah in the Quran that says, alayhim ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah. So, they have those good guys they have from their Lord, salawat and rahmah. So, if salah means rahmah, then it will not work. The ayah will mean rahamatum min rabbihim wa rahma. Yes.
Does sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does that mean may Allah give the Prophet his peace and blessings?
May Allah give peace and blessing to the Prophet. That is a better translation. So may Allah give peace and give peace and what?
Blessings.
And blessings. So the word Salah here means blessings, right? That's what we want to say. So Salah here, okay, you're translating it as blessings. Huh? That's you know, that's nice, but close. Kind of better than peace be upon him. So now what is the... Because peace be upon him shows only may Allah give peace. May Allah give him peace. Okay? That's the first part. Got it? Give him peace. So, say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has two things. Sallallahu Alaihi and then Wasallam. So just show, break it into two pieces. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay. So Wasallam, we're going to talk about this Wasallam, which is giving him peace. Yes.
You still take pictures of your notes.
Yeah. Got it? So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We said Sallallahu Alaihi. Huh? A person denounced Islam just because of that. He didn't understand what Sallallahu Alaihi is. Just, it's a stupid reason, but I just worth mentioning.
Yeah, because he could have gone to the men or even several Islamic
professors. He asked Muslims and they didn't know that. Muslims are just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without knowing. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you break it into Sallallahu Alaihi and then Wasallam. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam means give peace. So wasallam means give peace. So we're not disputing about that. We're disputing about Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay? So the first possible meaning, which is number one here, means give him mercy. Give him mercy. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam means give him mercy. Right next to that, say no. Or make an X. That's not the meaning of Sallallahu Alaihi. So, what's the meaning of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It means that praise his mention. Praise, this number one is wrong. Number two, which is right, praise his mention. Okay, what is praise his mention? Praise his mention
is when you mention.
And the... And the praises mentioned in the gatherings? Praises mentions. Okay, let me explain it to you in words better.
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Just asking, like, whenever you say a prophet's name, you said Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
So. The reason this is wrong, because rahmatun salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma. Write down salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma. Salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma. So make an arrow and say salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma. Salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma.
I can't spell that.
Okay, means praise his mention in the highest gatherings. Praise his mention in the what? Highest gatherings. Basically, Allah is having meetings with the angels. Like sort of meeting. You know? Allah is attending meetings with angels all at the same time.
That's so cool.
So angels have, you know what I mean? What I say, millions of meetings, right? Talking together, Allah is attending all of them. It's just like when I talk to you alone, who is with us?
Allah.
Now when they talk together alone, Allah is also with them. So Allah with Allah is in every gathering and meeting with angels and with humans. Now, with the angels, Allah will communicate to angels. So what happens is that when you say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah praise his mention in the highest gathering. So Allah will say Muhammad was praised. Where Allah is going to say that? In the meeting. Allah would say in the highest meetings, Allah would say Muhammad was praised. Got it? Yeah, Muhammad was praised. You got that? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomsoever praise me once, Allah will praise him 10 times. See, Prophet Muhammad said, whomsoever praise me once, Allah will praise him 10 times. Okay? Now, how Allah will praise you 10 times?
Huh? By giving us hasanat, all the boys?
No, by mentioning us 10 times in the highest gathering. Allah will say, let's say, for example, Zainab. So Allah will say, Zainab, Allah will mention in highest gathering, Zainab made salah on my prophet. Zainab made salah on my prophet 10 times. In 10 different gatherings or the same gathering, Allah knows better. But Allah will praise your mention. Okay? Because angels know about you. And Allah knows about you, of course. So whenever your mention comes, Allah praises your mention. So whenever your mention comes, Allah says, Zainab praised my prophet. So that's praising you. I'll tell you an example of that. You know Obama has meetings, right?
No, he's
he has meetings.
He has meetings because as like the person in power.
Yeah. So what do you think, how proud you feel if in one of those meetings Obama said, my
best friend,
a good citizen is, what's your name? Okay, if Allah goes out in the TV, if Obama comes out in the TV and says, Lily?
No,
Lyndon.
Lyndon.
Yeah. If Allah says, if Obama says on the television, Lyndon is a good citizen. Huh?
Yes.
Lyndon is a good citizen. Meaning what? Wouldn't you be proud of this?
Be like, that's me, guys.
Huh? Wouldn't you? How would you feel? Just imagine Allah in the TV of heavens, just sort of metaphor, is announcing Lyndon mentioned my prophet. Lyndon praised my prophet, Muhammad. Lyndon praised Muhammad. Just imagine how proud you are. Wow. It's really wow. Do you understand how good it is? You know, when Allah himself is saying, Lyndon praised my prophet, I will praise her because she praised my prophet. You praise the prophet once, Allah praises you 10 times.
Well,
10 times on the meetings in heavens. Okay? So you just need to understand that. To put it in perspective, think about President who?
Obama
mentioning your name when?
Obama. A national TV
saying Lyndon is, or saying, Alia.
What?
Hania. By saying Hania praised my prophet, I praise her. Hania praised my prophet, I praise her. So that's the meaning. So when say sallallahu alayhi means mention his gathering, mention, praise his name in the highest gatherings. In the highest gathering. So what is sallallahu alayhi means what? Huh?
The highest gathering.
The highest gathering. That's it?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So what's the meaning of sallallahu alayhi?
May Allah give him peace and blessing.
No. So may Allah give his mention in the highest meetings.
So he'll do it in 10 different meetings?
I can't tell. When Allah, when the angels praise X braised my prophet, I braised
when Allah attends the angel's meetings, he will say, blah, 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 praise my prophet, so therefore I praise
don't him. Dream.
So, him or her.
Yeah, don't go into daydreaming. So if I ask you, what's the meaning of sallallahu alayhi? May Allah praise his mention in the highest gathering. In the highest what?
Yeah.
Gathering. So what is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sallallahu alayhi means what?
May
Allah praise.
Praise him.
Praise his mention.
Praise his mention in the highest gathering.
In the highest gathering. You got it? So the ones who translate peace be upon him, it is very, very, not very, it's just that it's not a correct translation. It's just not a correct translation. It does not give the whole meaning. It only say wasallam. So peace be upon him is translating wasallam. So give peace is wasallam. So give peace. Yeah, it's right here. Give peace means protection from harm. Protection from harm. Give peace means protection from harm. You see that? You got it? All right. Now, let's move forward and see. Wasallam means I am not going to harm you. Sallam is a promise that you will not be harmed. So, sallam means here. Sallam means you will not be harmed. You will be safe, you will not be harmed.
Wait, but it's right here.
Yeah, I'm talking about salam in general. Give salam. No, this is wasallam for the Prophet. Like when we say salam alaikum. When we say salam alaikum to each other, which means that I am not going to harm you. I am not going to what? Harm you. Okay. Now, let's think about the name of salam, Allah. When Allah is salam, meaning that the bruva, the security. So, as-salam means security, an oath of peace, or a promise of security, or
it's the exact
security,
same thing.
Or give security.
It's the exact same thing.
Yes, but I want give security, and it's another alternative meaning, another alternative thing. Give security. Got it? When Allah gives as-salam, he means he gives security. Now, if I give you security, if I say, wa alaykum as-salam, can I truly give you security?
No.
No. I just tell you that I give you security, I'm not going to
not
harm
your
you.
Heart.
Just, I'm not going to harm you. But somebody
not
else
your
could.
Heart, your entire, like, body.
You
like,
see?
Well,
okay.
Somebody else could harm you. Now, when Allah gives you security, when Allah gives you security, when Allah gives you security, all right? Then nobody, no one ever can harm you. So when I give you salam, I am not really, I can say I only secure you from myself, but I cannot secure you from others. Gives salam security. So when I say, when I say, okay, when you finish. Now, can I say to Allah, Assalamu alaikum?
No.
Why not?
Because he's already, like, protected. Like,
yes.
From harm.
Because you're telling, when you tell Allah, Assalamu alaikum, it's telling him, don't be afraid, Allah. I am not going to harm you. Don't worry, I'm not going to harm you. So, an ignorant person, with Allah salam, you would not be harmed. Okay. When I give salam, okay, I can secure you only from my harm. Or when someone gives you salam, he is only securing you from his or her harm. But when Allah gives salam, no one can harm you. You got it? So, can I greet Allah by saying, Assalamu alaikum? No.
No.
So how do we greet Allah?
Tahiyyat worship.
Huh?
Tahiyyat.
Takbir. When the Prophet met Allah.
You've attended this class before, right, Hanya?
Yep.
when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you meet, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? He didn't say, assalamu alaykum Allah. He said, attahiyyatu lillahi wassalawatu wattayyibat. Okay? Attahiyyatu lillahi wassalawatu wattayyibat. Then Allah replied, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa
salam. Does this sound familiar? Anybody?
Yeah,
anybody else?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's the heavenly
journey. No, it's when you're praying, you know, 5 times a day, it should kind of be obvious. When you're like, you're like, yeah.
Do you have a band-aid? Anyone have a band-aid? How many kinds of band-aids?
What happened? Paper cut?
So here, he only protects you from, protects you from his harm. From his heart.
No, don't.
But when Allah gives you security, He's protecting you.
In here too.
Completely.
What do I think he's like?
You will not be harmed at all. You will not be harmed at all. Okay. So, go ahead.
I need a bandage.
What?
To the office. But you're responsible of listening to this class afterwards.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
With anything you missed.
Bandage.
Oh, bandage? Go ahead.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I'll get it.
Where are you injured?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is anybody absent?
No, this one can't.
No.
Wait.
No.
Meshia. Wait, Meshia.
We have. So, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So, you greet Allah. The Prophet greeted Allah. Allah, the Prophet says, التحياتُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَوَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ. This is who? The Prophet. Allah replied, what? السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. That was the reply of Allah. The reply of Allah was السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Huh? Yes.
Okay.
So
we're losing space.
Okay, let's take pictures in free space. Let's take pictures and free space. Okay, where is the picture thingy?